Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As the sun sets over the region, a mild evening awaits across Israel. In Tel Aviv and Haifa, temperatures are comfortable, while Jerusalem enjoys a cool breeze, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, UNET reports that Israeli forces are holding positions deep inside Lebanon to prevent Hezbollah infiltrations and anti-tank fire. This move comes amidst increased tensions in the buffer zone. Also, earlier this hour, Walla reveals that President Trump issued a stern warning about Iran. He stated that Iran must reach an agreement or face dire consequences. Also this hour, the Forward shares that a Palestinian photographer was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for capturing the devastation in Gaza during the recent conflict. Separately, I-24 News reports that more IDF soldiers have been indicted for a large-scale smuggling operation into Gaza. And finally, Walla Business notes a significant move by Israel Aerospace Industries to boost its sales through a merger. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a Middle East analyst, posted 2 hours ago that Lebanon's denouncement of Iranian missile attacks on the UAE marks a notable regional shift. Daniel Seidemann, who monitors political activities in Jerusalem, wrote earlier today about increasing tensions surrounding a proposed flags parade on the Temple Mount. Carmel Melamed, an Iranian-American journalist, shared a message of hope for the Iranian people, urging them not to lose faith amidst ongoing regional tensions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with YNET's report, Israeli Defense Forces are stationed in Lebanon to counter Hezbollah's tactics. This strategic positioning aims to curb potential threats from Hezbollah's Radwan unit. The presence of Israeli troops indicates Israel's commitment to maintaining security along its northern borders. Turning to President Trump's comments reported by Walla, he emphasized the global risk posed by Iran's nuclear ambitions. His statement reflects ongoing international pressure on Iran to negotiate. This could further strain U.S.-Iran relations and impact diplomatic efforts in the region. Meanwhile, the Forward highlights the achievements of a Palestinian photographer awarded a Pulitzer Prize. The New York Times photographer documented the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, bringing global attention to the situation. This recognition underscores the power of photojournalism in conflict zones. On the economic front, Walla Business reports that Israel Aerospace Industries is looking to increase its revenues through a merger with its subsidiary, Elta. This move aims to enhance its capabilities in radar and intelligence production. The merger could strengthen Israel's position in the global aerospace market. Separately, CTEC informs us that Israeli defense startup Kela is raising $200 million at a $1 billion valuation. The company is developing an operating system to integrate modern military systems. This funding round includes backing from prominent investors like Bill Ackman and Eric Schmidt. And finally, Globes reveals that Kela's valuation is expected to reach $1.2 billion, with significant investment from U.S. billionaire Bill Ackman and former Google chairman Eric Schmidt. This highlights continued international interest in Israel's defense technology sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.